由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you are able to join us for this broadcast.
我们非常开心你今天能够收听我们的天路导向。
In today's broadcast, we are going to continue our study of the book of Daniel.
在今天的天路导向里面，我们将要继续去学习但以理书里头的内容。
And we begin today looking at chapter 9.
我们今天将要看下第九章先。
Here in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel looks back at 67 years of faithfulness to the Lord.
在但以理书第九章里头，但以理回顾了他在67年里面忠心侍奉上帝的经历。
Daniel looks back at 67 years where kings came and kings went, but he stood firm for God.
但以理回顾这67年来，一个又一个君王来了的，登基死了，跟着走了，然而他继续坚定地为上帝持守着真道。
Daniel looks back at 67 years where the Babylonian Empire collapsed and was replaced by the Medo-Persian rules, but Daniel never changed.
但以你回顾这67年里面，巴比伦帝国崩溃了，被波斯被马代的王朝所替代，但是但以你却是没有变。
Difficult circumstances did not jade him.
艰难的处境没有让但以你感到厌倦。
Wealth and prestige did not seduce him.
金钱名望没有办法引诱但以你。
Power and authority did not erode his love for the Lord.
权力和地位并没有腐蚀到但以理对上帝的爱。
And so when we come to chapter 9, we find Daniel reading the Bible and praying.
当我们来到看第九章的时候，我们就会发现但以理一直在读经，在祈祷。
Being a great prophet and visionary for God did not cause Daniel to think that he did not need to study the scripture.
作为上帝所使用的一个伟大的预言家和先知，并没有让到但以理觉得自己不需要学习圣经。
On this particular day, Daniel was reading the prophecies of Jeremiah.
在那一日，但以理正在读先知耶利米的预言。
As a boy in Jerusalem, Daniel probably heard the prophet Jeremiah preach in person.
作为一个在耶路撒冷长大的小朋友，那时但以理在耶路撒冷长大的嘛，所以他很有可能听过先知耶利米讲道。
He trusted in Jeremiah's words as the word from the Lord.
他相信耶利米所讲的预言是从上帝而来的。
On this particular day,Daniel read Jeremiah chapters 25 and 29.
在这一天，特别的这一天，但以理就看到耶利米书第25章和29章。
There Jeremiah prophesied that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon will attack Israel.
在那个地方，耶利米预言到巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王将要攻打以色列。
Of course, Jeremiah had made that prediction before it was even a possibility.
当然耶利米发出这个预言的时候一点迹象都没有。
Here is the important thing that you should not miss.
所以在这里想告诉你一个不可以错过的事实。
Jeremiah also said that this exile into Babylon would last for 70 years.
耶利米还说到被掳到巴比伦是70年那么久。
So Daniel looks at his calendar and he says to himself, Jeremiah prophesied that after 70 years, God will restore his people to go back to Jerusalem.
所以呢，当但以理看着日期的时候，他就对自己讲了， 咁佢就话耶利米讲过，论耶路撒冷荒凉嘅年数70年为满，即系话耶利米先至预言过70年之后，上帝会带翻佢嘅百姓翻翻到耶路撒冷。
It has been more than 68 years already.
而家都过咗68年啦。
So it must be only 2 years to go.
咁咪即系剩翻2年。
And then.Daniel did something else that so many of us today don't even bother to comprehend, let alone practice.
跟住落嚟，但以利所做嘅系今日我哋好多人冇办法理解嘅，更加唔会去做嘅嘢。
Here's what he said: God always keeps his promises.
佢系咁样讲嘅话，上帝总系信守诺言噶，时常都信守诺言嘅。
God never fails to be true to his word.
上帝是不会食言的。
God never changes his timing.
上帝的时间表是永远都不改变的。
And so Daniel becomes ecstatic and exhilarated as he realizes that the time is ripe for God to fulfill his promises.
原来但以理发现到上帝兑现他应许的时间就来到了，所以他很兴奋。
Now here's what I don't want you to miss, my listening friend.
嗱，而家各位听众朋友，我希望你一定要留意呢一度。
When Daniel prayed, claiming the promises of God,
当但以理去祈祷，祈求上帝成就佢嘅应许嘅时候
，there was no visible sign that the promise was about to be fulfilled.
我哋发现冇迹象去表明嗰个应许会实现嘅噃。
There was no indication by the new emperor that the exiles would be going home.
我哋发现系冇迹象，系表明新登基嗰个继位嘅王系会让被掳嘅人民翻回家园嘅噃。
There wasn't even a hint that God was about to fulfill the promise he made through Jeremiah.
我哋发现系冇任何嘅迹象表明上帝会兑现佢透过耶利米先知发出嘅预言嘅噃。
What was even worse, there were no great desire on the part of most of the Jews to go home.
更加大件事嘅系，大多数嘅犹太人根本就唔想翻屋企啦。
You may be saying, if God promised it, why did Daniel feel the need to pray about it?
可能你会问我哋一条问题，就话如果上帝都应允咗啦，点解但以理仲要为此祷告呢？
There are some people who think that because God promised something,We should do nothing about claiming that promise.
有啲人认为上帝都应允咗啦，就唔使再为佢祈祷啦。
But we need to pray, claiming what God already promised.
但系我哋系需要祈祷，向上帝祈求佢已经应许咗嘅嘢。
Daniel's example is that the promises of God should motivate us to do something.
我哋发现但以理嘅经历。是表明上帝的应许是会激励我们付诸行动的。
The promises of God should encourage us to plead with God.
上帝的应许是要鼓励我们向上帝祈祷的。
The promises of God should propel us to do our part.
上帝的应许是会鞭策我们尽好自己的本分的。
To Daniel, the divine promise of God was a reason to pour himself out in prayer.
对但以理来讲，上帝非凡的应许，其实是促使紧佢在祷告里头向上帝倾诉。
It was not an excuse for him to do nothing.
而不是成为佢可以无所事事的借口。
Daniel's prayer is first rooted in the promises of God.
我们发现原来但以利的祈祷首先是基于上帝的应许的。
Secondly, it was resolute in glorifying God.
第二样东西就是但以利的祈祷是定义要荣耀上帝的。
Thirdly, it requests the mercy of God.
第三就是但以利恳求上帝的怜悯。
And fourthly, it reflects the need of the people of God.
第四就是但以利的祷告反映了上帝百姓的需要。
Effective prayer must be deeply rooted in the promises of God.
一个有效的祷告一定要深深地扎根于上帝的应许里面。
Every great prayer in the Bible always goes back to the covenant.
圣经里头每一个伟大的祷告都是首先是基于上帝和百姓的盟约。
In Daniel 9:4, Daniel starts his prayer with these words.
在但以理书第九章第四节，但以理用了下面的说话作为他祈祷的开始。
O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant.
主啊，大而可畏的上帝，向爱主、守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。
When you pray claiming the promises in the Word of God, even if it takes 100 years, your prayers will be answered.
当你祈祷，祈求上帝成就他话语的应许的时候，即使需要100年的时间，你的祷告亦都将被应允。
Did Jesus promise that when we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all of our needs will be met in his glory?
记唔记得耶稣曾经应许过，我哋当先求佢嘅国同埋佢嘅义，一切所需嘅都会喺上帝嘅荣耀里面加俾我哋啊
？Yes，
真噶。
Did God promise that when His word goes out, it will not return void？
上帝系咪应许过佢口里面所出嘅说话亦都如此，绝不徒然返回？即系话。佢讲过嘅嘢就系真噶啦，就一诺千金啊
！Yes，
系噶。
Did God promise that if we abide in His Word and live in obedience to His Word, that whatever we ask, He will answer？
上帝系咪应许过我哋？如果时常喺佢里面，佢嘅话语亦都时常喺我哋里面，凡我哋所愿意嘅祈求，就为我哋成就啊
！Yes，
系噶。
Then, my friend, boldly claim these promises.
所以，亲爱的听众朋友，你要大胆咁样恳求呢啲应许。
Daniel's prayer is a prayer that is confident that God will keep His promise.
但以利嘅祈祷系一个信心嘅祈祷，坚信上帝会遵守佢嘅应许。
Even if it is after 70 years,
即使系过咗70年。
We know how many times parents promise their children something.
我哋知道呢，好多时候呢，父母都会对仔女去应承，话啊依样嘢俾你，嗰样嘢俾你。
And then, for reasons totally out of their control, the parents may forget or they may not be able to keep their promises.
但系因为各种无法控制嘅因素，叫做不。可抗力啊，咁或者系自己唔记得啦，或者系冇办法去遵守呢个诺言。
You know the kids' reaction is？
你知唔知啲小朋友会有啲乜嘢反应啊
？They often say, "But you promised."
但系你应承过我噶嘛
？When it comes to God, there are no circumstances in the universe that keep Him from keeping His promise.
你要记住，对上帝嚟讲，喺呢个宇宙里面冇乜嘢能够阻止佢信守佢嘅诺言。
You and I can confidently come to Him and say to Him, Father, you promised.
你可以好自信咁样嚟到上帝面前同佢讲话，天父，你明明应承过咩咩咩咩噶。
No matter how long it takes, God will keep His promise.
无论要等几耐都好，上帝必然遵守诺言。
And that is why James said, Elijah was a man like unto us, but he prayed for it not to rain, and it did not rain, and he prayed for it to rain, and it rained.
因此雅各就话啦，以利亚好似我哋一样啫嘛，但系佢恳切祈祷，求唔好落雨嘅时候，雨就唔落啦。佢又祈祷，天又落雨啦。
Elijah simply claimed what God already promised.
以利亚只不过系简单地咁样恳求上帝所应许过嘅嘢啫嘛。
God promised that when His people humble themselves and repent,
上帝应许过当佢嘅子民谦卑自己、真心悔改嘅时候
，God will forgive them and answer their prayers.
上帝就必定宽恕佢哋，并且应允佢哋嘅祈祷。
So Daniel's prayer was rooted in the promises of God.
所以但以利的祈祷其实是基于上帝的应许的。
Secondly, Daniel's prayer was resolute to glorify God.
第二件事，但以利的祈祷是定义要荣耀上帝。
For most of us, most of our prayers are asking God to give us something.
对大多数人来讲，我们有很多的祈祷，都是说主，你给这件事我啦，给那件事我啦。
But Daniel's prayer was not for personal needs.
但是你可以知道，原来但以利的祈祷不是为了他个人的事的。
It was about the glory of God.
他是为了上帝的荣耀的。
The reason we are not like Daniel is because we do not pray like Daniel.
为什么我们不像但以利呢？原来是因为我们没有好像但以利这样去祈祷。
And the reason we do not pray like Daniel is because we do not know God like Daniel knew God.
我们之所以不能够好像但以利一样这样祈祷，是因为我们没有好像但以利这样认识上帝。
And the reason we don't know God like Daniel is because we do not totally live for the glory of God like Daniel.
我们之所以不能够好像但以利这样了解上帝，是因为我们的生活不是好像但以利这样，是完全为到上帝的荣耀而活。
Listen to what Daniel says in verse 17 of chapter 9.
请你去听一下但以利在但以利书第9章17节所讲的话。
For the sake of your glory, for the sake of your sanctuary that is desolate.
我们的上帝啊，求你为到自己的荣耀，为到你的圣所，因为他现在是荒凉啊，用你的念光去照亮你荒凉的圣所了。
For Daniel, the bottom line purpose for living was not his personal wealth.
对但以利来讲，他人生的基本目标不是为了个人的富裕。
It was not how much I can get out of the government.
不是说啊，政府那里我可以拿到多少钱呢？
It was not how can I make more money.
不是说我赚到多少钱呢？
No.
全部都不是。
Daniel's purpose for living was the glory of God.
但以你人生的目的是为了上帝的荣耀。
In verse 19 of chapter 9 we read,
在九章第十九节我们看到了。
Save your people, Lord, for your sake.
主啊，为了你的缘故拯救你的百姓。
Only when we are mastered by the glory of God,
只有当我们被上帝的荣耀所征服的时候。
Only when we are consumed by the glory of God,
只有我们是被上帝的荣耀所吸引的时候。
Only when we are totally resolved to see that everything we live for is for the glory of God.
只有当我们定义将生活里面每一件事都看成为上帝的荣耀的时候。
Only then will we experience the true blessings that follow as an answer to that prayer.
我们才会经历到真正的赐福作为我们祷告的应允。
Daniel's prayer was rooted in the promises of God.
我想告诉你，但以利的祈祷是基于上帝的应许。
Daniel's prayer was resolved to the glory of God.
但以利的祈祷是定义为了上帝的荣耀。
Thirdly, Daniel's prayer was a request for the mercy of God.
第三，但以利的祈祷是在恳求上帝的怜悯。
Daniel was bold in his prayer because he knew the Lord to be a merciful God.
但以利之所以在祈祷里头咁大胆，是因为他知道我们的主是一位满有怜悯的上帝。
There had been several decades since Daniel was taken into exile.
当时但以利已经被掳几十年了。
And perhaps most of Daniel's generation had died.
或者很多同但以利同一辈的人都已经过身了。
And the younger generation only knew life in exile.
年轻一代所知道的只是知道在被掳之后的生活。
Today, so many of the younger generation only know the current spiritual exile conditions.
今日好多的年轻人单单是了解自己所处的属灵被掳环境。
And that is why we need to cry to God for His mercy.
因此我们必须向上帝呼求上帝的怜悯。
In verse 18 of chapter 9, he said,We do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies.
在九章第十八节里头，但以利话到：我哋喺你嘅面前去恳求，原来唔系因为自己嘅义，乃系因为你嘅大怜悯啊。
Micah 7:18 says that God delights in mercy.
微加书第七章十八节话：上帝喜爱施恩。
And Daniel knew that.
但以利是了解呢一点的。
Daniel knew that God is their father.
但以利知道上帝就是他们的天父。
And as a good father, he takes pleasure in the request of his children when they appeal for his covenant character.
作为一个好的爸爸，当他的子女呼求他守约的时候，上帝是非常乐意倾听他们的请求的。
Daniel has not forgotten that he is praying to the God who loved them again and again.
但以利并没有忘记他所祈祷的上帝是那位一次又一次爱他们的上帝。
The God who forgave them again and again.
是那位一次又一次饶恕他们的上帝。
The God who restored them again and again.
是那位一次又一次重建他们的上帝。
The God who had mercy on them many times in the past.
是那位在过去的岁月里面多次对他们施恩的上帝。
And Daniel is asking for God's mercy once again.
但以利现在再一次这样去求上帝的怜悯。
You and I need to appeal to God for mercy.
你同我其实都好需要恳求上帝嘅怜悯。
In His covenant, God promised to be merciful, and He proved Himself a million times over.
喺上帝嘅盟约里面，上帝应许要施怜悯，佢亦都曾经无数次咁样证明咗呢一点。
Daniel's prayer was rooted in the promises of God.
但以利的祈祷是基于上帝的应许的。
Daniel's prayer was resolved to the glory of God.
但以利的祈祷是要定义荣耀上帝的。
Daniel's prayer was a request for the mercy of God.
但以利的祈祷是恳求上帝的怜悯的。
Fourthly, Daniel's prayer is a reflection of the needs of the people of God.
第四，但以利的祈祷是反映了上帝百姓的需求的。
I have no doubt that most of God's people in exile were oblivious to their own desperate needs.
我可以很无疑问地跟你说，很多被掳的上帝的百姓对自己急切的需要却是一无所知的。
The same is true today.
去到今日亦都是这样的。
The vast majority of people are oblivious to their own desperate spiritual condition.
大多数人对自己所处的危急的属灵境况是一点都发现不到的。
Only spiritual eyes can see the plight of a people who are blind by sin and Satan.
只有属灵的眼睛才能够见到被撒旦和罪蒙住了眼的人所处的境况。
They are oblivious to the desperate condition that their idolatry leads them to.
他们一点都发现不到自己已经被偶像带到去一个危急的境地了。
They are oblivious to the horror that the next generation will face if they keep on heading in the wrong direction.
佢哋一啲都发现唔到，原来下一代人按照错误嘅方向走落去，面对嘅可怕境况。
Whether most people see it or not,
无论人睇到定睇唔到。
Whether most people realize it or not,
无论人意识到定意识唔到。
We are in desperate need for God to have mercy upon us.
我哋迫切咁样需要上帝施怜悯喺我哋身上。
And God, in His mercy, not only answered Daniel's prayer.
上帝因为佢嘅怜悯，佢唔单止系回应咗但以理嘅祈祷。
But also God revealed to him the coming of the Messiah and the way history became his story.
而且仲话俾佢听，弥赛亚将要嚟到，历史将要成为弥赛亚嘅见证。
My listening friend, I know that I place my complete hope not in a man or an ideology.
各位听众朋友，在今日节目即将要结束的时候，我想告诉你听，我们全部的希望不是寄托在某一个人或者某一种意识形态上面。
I place my full hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我是将全部的希望寄托在耶稣基督身上面。
While we live in the hope of Jesus, let's follow Daniel's example in prayer.
既然我们已经寄了我们的希望在耶稣身上，不如就让我们一起在祈祷上面效法但以理好不好？
If you have never placed your faith in Jesus Christ, you can do so today.
如果你从来未相信过耶稣基督，未认识过耶稣基督，今日你就可以认识耶稣基督，并且相信耶稣基督。
You can pray with me this simple prayer.
如果可以的话，希望你同我一起做这个简单的祈祷。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督。
In the past, I have placed my hopes in other people.
在过去的时间，我一直都将希望寄托在其他的人身上，
and for other things，
或者是寄托在其他的事物身上。
Now I place my whole faith in you，
从现在开始，我愿意将自己全部的信心放在你身上。
For you alone are God's full revelation，
因为只有你先至系上帝全部嘅启示。
I trust you with all my heart.
我用我嘅全心嚟信靠你。
Come into my life.
求你去进入到我嘅生命里面。
In your name, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿门。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
各位听众朋友，多谢你收听今日嘅天路导向。在下一次节目时间的时候，希望你仍然能够收听我们的节目。我是万峰和麦克牧师一起为你主持的天路导向，在下次时间同你再会。